grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it.
Good morning. Come on, just begin to give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him praise. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. We magnify you, oh God, we magnify. You're so worthy, you're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Father, we just bless you today. Father, we declare and decree, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, right now, good morning, Sister Shanika. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift up your name this morning. Father, we declare, there is no other name like the name of Yahshua, like Jesus. Come on, somebody. When you understand that His name is above all names. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, just give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise right now. Just give Him praise right now. Come on now. Give Him praise right now. Who? Glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, glory, Father, we just bless you, we just bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hey, ge she te na bako sha. Ha go she te na bako sha. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, ge she, hey, ge sa te na bako sha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, listen, I'm just typing in some stuff here for my peeps. High glory. Hey. So listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Then it says, man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the Bible says that, high glory, when the Roman centurion came to Jesus, he said, speak the word only. Come on now. High glory. Woo, my God. Are you getting this? He says, speak the word only. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. He says, speak. Ha, glory. He can shot. Woo, my God. He says, speak the word. Ha, glory. He can shot. Speak the word only. Listen, Let me say it like this. Sometimes we put too much emphasis on everybody else's word instead of putting the total emphasis on God's word. Oh, see, someone didn't like that. See, look, Pookie and them didn't come and die for you. Come on now, Big Mama and them can't get you saved. They can pray for you, but it's the name of Jesus. It's the word. Oh my God. It's the word that God is bound to, that God hears, that God is attuned to. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Now listen, hey, glory, hey, Keisha. Woo, my God, we've been, good morning, Sister Missy. Where you been? Oh my God. Well, since Sister Missy showed up, we might as well blow the shofar and let's go. Here we go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Now listen, we are right here. We've been teaching you about our glory, that 2025 is the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace. This is what he spoke at the beginning of 2025. Well, actually before that, he spoke to me back in High Glory, November, December, but it was activated and the door, the portal, High Glory, just like the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the day the portal was open, High Glory, on New Year's. But listen, this word connects to that 5785, God's calendar year, God's year, okay? The 2025 is the Roman calendar. It's man's calendar. But 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace according to Romans chapter 5. High glory. Now, if we look at verse 20, it says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace, God's empowerment on your life to fulfill his purpose. His power source on you to do what he called you and created you to do. He says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Okay. Now, why is that key? Because then he came back and said about 5785. He said that 5785, it will be the season that you always have. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Well, I'm going to read 7 and 8. It says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly and not of necessity, okay, or out of fear. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God, here we go. So he's continuing because he says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. This is also the season that you will always have. High glory. This will be a season that you are going to abound. That, oh my God, you're going to be abundantly furnished with. You're going to overflow. You're going to be furnished. He's going to furnish you richly. Okay, why? Because it's the grace of God on your life. Now, I know that sometimes we try to say that that grace is defined as unmerited favor, but favor is connected to your relationship with man, okay? If I found favor in your sight, God said, I'll give you favor with me and with man, but my grace is to empower you to do what I created you to do. Okay, so you don't believe me. Okay, so we gonna go here, okay. So we got to go to Romans chapter 8, okay? Romans chapter 8, because you have to understand, oh my God, who you are, Romans chapter 8. Come on now, someone type, it is so. Okay, come on now, someone type, it is so. You better get this today, Romans chapter 8. I only got a couple more minutes, got to get to work this morning. Listen, it's your season. Okay, Romans chapter 8. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Verse 28. Here we go. Romans chapter 8. Good morning, Quinteros. Woo! Look at what it says. And we know all things work together. For what? For good. To who? To them that love God and to them who are the called according to what? His purpose. He says, those that love God, okay? But to them who are the called. Now, the phrase the called is defined as divinely selected and appointed. Oh, my God. You about to get the understanding of revelation, okay? Why? Oh, my God. Because this season that you were anointed with God's divine grace, the anointing or the anointed, the word anointed means to be covered, smeared, submerged with oil. With the oil. Okay, come on now. Woo, 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we're going to, oh, my God, you better get this. You better share this broadcast. 1 Samuel 16, come on. Look at what it says. Verse 11, 12, and 13, for time's sake, okay? Someone type, I'm anointed, and I'm, no. Type this, I'm the called, okay? And Samuel said to Jesse, is this all your children? And he said, there remains the youngest. Come on now. And behold, he keeps the sheep. The shepherd was the lowliest, and it was the lowliest job in the community. And behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, fetch him, send for him, for we will not sit down until he comes. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy. He was with all beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. So he was small. He was puny. He wasn't that big. He wasn't muscular like his older brothers, but he was handsome. And the Lord said, arise. Now, wait a minute. Samuel just said, we ain't sitting down until he comes. Why did God say, arise, anoint him? Why? Because even though you might think you on a certain level, God says there's still another level that you got to go to get with me. Arise and anoint him, smear him, submerge him with oil. For this is he was going to be anointed king. The anointing, being anointed, was for kingship and priesthood. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord, the grace of God, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. But the Spirit departed Saul. Listen, this is the season that, like David, you are anointed to get his purpose and calling done in your life. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Father, your word says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Get your seed ready. Now we're going to solidify it, okay? I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Then it says in Genesis 8:22, this is what the kingdom is built on. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Okay, the seed time. When you sow seed according to the word that you have received, come on now. Woo, my God. You better get this right here. Woo, my God. Listen, 2025, your season that you are anointed. 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 You are anointed with God's divine grace. See, God is so awesome that he doesn't even want you trying to use any of your own power. He says, if you use my power, I'm going to give you my power so that way you will never run out. You will never be depleted. The devil won't be able to deplete. You'll always have enough power to defeat the enemy. Why? Because it's my power. David was anointed, and God's spirit, his grace, the grace of God, the essence, the spirit, see, it's spiritual. Woo, came upon David from that day forward. Listen, The Bible says, give and it shall be given. Now listen, you can give to the ministry through PayPal using the QR code or using Zelle at Restoring, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. High glory. But if you want to receive what's called the Terumah or the prophet's reward, then Ezekiel 44:30 says, give the first fruit of all things, and every Terumah of all, of every sort of Terumah shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may prophesy, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you sow it into my Cash App, $2, Prophet M.D. Bryant, now you're opening the mouth of the prophet and priest to speak to the Lord on your behalf, and God hears our voice. Come on now. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree, woo, prosperity, wealth, divine health, peace, and joy is their portion. The blessing shall rest and remain in their house. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast tomorrow. Listen, you are the called. You've been divinely selected and appointed. You've been set aside for such a time as this. Now activate your power in the kingdom. Be blessed.